Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles general manager Howie Roseman. Eagles 3-1 at the quarter pole. Hi. How are you? You fired up?
Fired up.
Yeah, me too. I've been jazzed up. I'm kind of in that grind right now, and it's just nice to get off to a great start.
Let's talk about our fans.
Yeah.
How about our home fans?
I'm down at our home game. I think I feel the way they do.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Started with the Ravens. Talk about 12th man. And then that whole day with Brian Dawkins, our fans, the game. That's a great day.
And yeah. And you were part of the pregame ceremony, the press ceremony, the retirement. So you're sitting on stage there. And wasn't it wild to see just the entire Head House Plaza lobby packed, all the EAGLES chants?
Wild. I came in from that, and I went into the locker room. I went to see Andy, and I said, this is one of the most amazing things I've experienced in all my time here. Great. Thank you to the fans.
Do you think players feed off of that energy?
No doubt. No question about it. You saw the players during the course of the game, starting on the first drive, trying to get our fans up and wild, because it just creates an unbelievable atmosphere, incredibly tough atmosphere for the opposition, and we got to keep it going.
All right, so this week it's the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. Roster move today, Howie, bringing in Adrian Moten, linebacker, releasing Brian Roll. Talk about why it was done.
Well, we got to improve on special teams. There's no doubt about it. I think that's stating the obvious. But our backup players, right now, Jamar Chaney is our backup linebacker behind Keem Jordan. So those other roster spots have to play well on special teams. And we're looking for an upgrade in that area. Adrian came in last year, played well on special teams, played well during the preseason for us on special teams. And we're looking for improvement in that area.
Is special teams in your mind, is it a mentality?
No doubt about it. And it's not you're playing it instead of playing from scrimmage. But it's an important part of what we're trying to do. We talk about three phases, offense, defense, and special teams, and we want to win on all three phases. So when we start training camp, we talk about the fact that people are going to make this team because of special teams. We see the incredible jump we've gotten in years past by adding in a Tracy White, bringing in Colt Anderson. So we're looking for that same kind of energy.
So when you're building a roster, do you look at it like, 49 through 53 are primarily special? I mean, how do you do it? Because you've got to fill the roster with X amount of linebackers and X amount of cornerbacks. I mean, but some of those players, I guess, and certainly with Colt, their contribution is on special teams.
Well, you have difference makers on special teams. Okay. When you talk about Colt and Tracy, when we had him here, guys who can solely make the team because of that area. And then your backups, your young players, usually if they're good players, they're pretty good on special teams as well. So as long as the mentality is right, and we have a heck of a special teams coach. We got a core group of young players in place that we can take a next step and get better, and that's what we're going to look for in the weeks to come.
Over the years, no names, but have you seen players who just didn't really want to commit mentally to playing special teams? They'd been stars their whole career?
That's what you're talking about. You're talking about guys who've been stars in college, always been starters, and now it's a different mentality. And when they're in college or even early on in their careers, they're thinking of it almost as a punishment as opposed to a way they can make an impact on our football team.
Yeah, one player who's done that and is starting to get some acclaim here, certainly did from a great game against the Giants, fullback Stanley Havili. It plays only a certain amount of snaps on offense, seems to do a great job on special teams. Everybody talking about him now as a lead blocker for Shady, as a versatile player. Let's talk about Stanley Havili last year on the practice squad. But you loved him coming out of USC, and he certainly seems like he's getting there.
Another story and determination, talking about a guy who's had some obstacles, had some shoulder surgeries. But when you went to USC, and I went to go visit USC when he was a senior there, they talked about him being the leader of the team. And that's not very often you hear about a fullback being the leader of a football team. And they told story after story where he was able to get in people's faces. And he did such a variety of things for that football team, running the ball, catching the ball, blocking, play on special teams, and you're seeing that now. Underrated part of our offense, and really has had an unheralded start to the season.
How good is he? Is he performing out there? How well is he performing?
Very well, yeah. Very well. On special teams, from scrimmage, blocking, catching the ball, and you saw him run the ball as well. And I think when we had someone like Leonard Weaver, he brings some of those skills to the table. Obviously, Leonard was a Pro Bowl fullback, and Stanley's still a young guy trying to make his mark, but he brings all those tools.
You know, Howie, it's interesting. We look at the defensive line, and I guess fans kind of judge it by number of sacks. But this team is doing a great job against the run. It's been very disruptive. Quarterbacks are not stepping up in the pocket anymore. And I look at Fletcher Cox, and I always train my binoculars on the center of the defensive line. And I know he's not necessarily in the backfield getting sacks, but it seems to me he's pushing the pile. He's making it really hard on the people blocking him. Am I looking at that correctly?
He's making a difference in both the run and the passing game. He can push the pocket. He can get off the ball. He can win off on the edges of the offensive linemen. The numbers may not always be there because quarterbacks are stepping up or moving out of the pocket in terms of sacks, but he's making a huge difference. I go back to what we talked about a couple weeks ago. When Jim Washburn came back, we sent him to watch all those defensive tackles in a row, and he came back and he said, Fletcher Cox is the biggest 300-pound man I've ever seen. And you don't understand until you see him. You see him. He is a physical specimen.
Yeah.
And he's 21 years old. So we're happy to have him. He's had a great start. He's got to continue doing and progressing. But certainly, when you watch the film, it's jumping off.
But there are defensive linemen in this league who take 2-3 years to develop. He's getting all the technique down. He's working against these experienced guards. He's still moving him, right?
And he's got a lot of room to improve.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a heck of a defensive line coach in Jim Washburn. And he's working with him every day, but he's going to continue to improve and add parts to his game, pass rush moves, continue to learn the offensive linemen in this league, how he can counter off them. But, again, really impressive start. And as you watch the game, you just keep writing down Fletcher Cox, the difference he's making in both the run and the pass.
What are you seeing from the defense in general through four games?
They're playing aggressive, and they have this determined effort to keep playing no matter what adversity strikes. And you see that whether it's from our corners, from our defensive linemen, our linebackers. There's a cohesiveness that you saw throughout the summer with this group, and they got to keep growing and continue to get better, but a positive start.
Hey, Howie, for much of last year, like we talked about losing games in the fourth quarter. It was very difficult to sustain leads, and now all of a sudden it's three wins and three comebacks and three just terrific fourth quarters. What does that do for a football team?
Like confidence. Yeah. There's a confidence level that, no matter what the score is, you're going to have an opportunity to go win the game. And when you get the ball last, you're feeling that. You're feeling like we're going to go down and score. We've done it three times. I don't remember. You probably have these numbers.
When was the
last
time
we've done it three times in a season, and we've done it three times in the last four years?
Maybe Michael actually did it in 2010 a couple of times. Houston Texans, Indianapolis Colts, maybe even the Giants one game. But it's been in this fashion, this early in the season.
Last drive of the game.
Yeah.
That's an impressive thing. And you talk about responding from adversity, and that's kind of been the theme throughout this team, throughout the summer, and the things that have happened to them, and just getting off the carpet. And that's impressive. That's fun.
So to your job, last thing here, you got all this focus on getting this roster ready. You're also kind of looking ahead, right? Some assets to use in the draft in 2013. So is everybody, all the scouts are out all over the country now? What are you doing every day and working 20 hours?
All over the country. Which it's kind of, you're in two different modes, because during the day, besides when we have practice and you're watching practice, or you're watching the film of practice, or you're watching our opponent, you're planning for next year. So watching college prospects, I just got back down here and done with watching some college film. We got a bunch of college film in. Our scouts have put a ton of grades on guys. They do a heck of a job narrowing it down for us to look for. And I'm excited about the process we have in place with the college draft. I'm excited about this group of guys that we have, improving our team, and at the same time, watching our team perform on the field right now.
3-1, big one. Steelers are a pretty good team, aren't they?
Steelers are a pretty good team. That's a hostile environment that we're going into, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Howie Roseman, Eagles general manager,
Thanks,
joining
Dave.
Us here. Thank
Appreciate
you
it.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.